Blog Talk Radio.
Like shalom, my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom. Shalom, shalom, my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom, shalom. That's minor.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
The upper room, the upper room, the upper room.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan Renewed Covenant reading for RSS number 20, Titzawe, You Shall Command. From the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 10 through 17. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, Ve'Habin, Ve'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. Hebrews chapter 13, Christian separation and worship. Verse 10, Yod. Verse 11, Yod Aleph. Verse 12, Yod Beit. Yesh lanu mizbeach asher ein lahem rishut limsharate hamishkan leakol me'alayu ki habehemot asher kubad daman bakodesh lekaparat haket al yedei hakohen hagadol guyotehen nisharfu mechut lamachane. Ba'abor zot gam Yeshua unna mechutz la'shar lim'an kadesh et ha'am bedamo. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burnt without the camp. Wherefore, Yeshua, Jesus, also that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth, therefore, to him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. The believer priest's sacrifice. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to Elohim continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name, but to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices Elohim is well pleased. Kabur Lakalu, Kabur Ladimtu, Kabur Lakhailu, Kabur Lakeramawi, Khaile Salase, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
For another day. Rastafari kalinim jalla, Rastafari kalinim jalla.
Rastafari calling him Jah. Ima shali omeret melech hamlachim etil ha-reshaim. Ima medaberet al Babylon.
Psalm 81.
Mizmor.
So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity. Kedamawi, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lam natseya al hagittit le asaf.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
Uzenu, harninu l'Elohim uzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
Elohe Yaakov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee, O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied,
Hear, O Israel.
The Hebrews are the Hebrews. That's true.
And those who get true, them free
will never lose.
A shocking Marian dance.
This
and
one dedicated to all Hebrews.
Aye, let them know.
Israel,
you want the man say.
Calling on my people.
Call them out, call them out.
Israel, rise and stand again.
Rise, O Israel.
The table is turning.
We said the table needs to turn, you know.
Israel, rise and stand again.
Now listen when me say, say rise, oh Israel, and take your stand. Man, we have to know we self in at the Armageddon. We are Israelite and not West Indian. Me tell them say, West is just another compass direction.
Calling on my people, Israel, rise and stand again. Israel, the table is turning.
In a moment, sir.
Israel,
I'm calling on my
rise
people.
And stand again.
Hear what the man say. How did we reach in Africa from the first place? Oh Israel, when the Roman Empire invaded us, in Jerusalem we did dwell. Yes. 70 AD the Roman
Come free me, come free me, come free me. Yes, have left very important words tonight, even concerning the most important issues facing us right now. The relatedness of the nations, the relatedness of the families of the earth, the Hebrew people who went through all the different nations and became the dispersing of the diaspora. And the coming together now is very, very important, and it must be sincere and genuine. For as the Hebrew Old Testament said, with those who have grown in the house of Israel, even as strangers among the house of Israel, and keep the traditions of Israel, and keep the faith of Israel, and keep the covenant of Israel. Ah, here I am, the King of Israel. Blessed Lord.
But we was with him from the first time. That is why we know him. Yeah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Yamini, he may skakea, Shoni.
Chapter 43, verses 10 to 27. Thou son of man, show the house to the house of Israel, that they may be ashamed of their iniquities, and let them measure the pattern. And if they be ashamed of all that they have done, shew them form of the house and the fashion thereof, and the going out thereof, and the coming in thereof, and all the forms thereof, and all the ordinances thereof, and all the forms thereof, and all the laws thereof, and write it in their sight, that they may keep the whole form thereof, and all the ordinances thereof, and do them. This is the law of the house upon the top of the mountain, Tarara. The whole limit thereof round about shall be most holy. Behold, this is the law of the house. And these are the measures of the altar after the cubit. The cubit is a cubit and a hand breadth. Even the bottom shall be a cubit, and the breadth a cubit, and the border thereof by the edge thereof round about shall be a span. And this shall be the higher place of the altar. And from the bottom upon the ground even to the lower settle shall be 2 cubits, and the breadth 1 cubit. And from the lesser settle even to the greater settle shall be 4 cubits, and the breadth 1 cubit. So the altar shall be 4 cubits, and from the altar and upward shall be 4 horns. And the altar shall be 12 cubits long, 12 broad, square in the 4 squares thereof. And the settle shall be 14 cubits long and 14 broad in the 4 squares thereof. And the border about it shall be half a cubit, and the bottom thereof shall be a cubit about, and his stairs shall look toward the east. And he said to me, Son of man, thus saith the sovereign Yahweh Buruku, these are the ordinances of the altar, and the day when they shall make it, to offer burnt offerings thereon, and to sprinkle blood thereon. Thou shalt give the priests, the Levites, that be of the seed of Zadok, which approach to me, to minister to me, saith the sovereign Yahweh Buruku, a young bullock for a sin offering. And thou shalt take the blood thereof, and put it on the 4 horns of it, and on the 4 corners of the settle, and upon the border round about. Thus shalt thou cleanse and purge it. Thou shalt take the bullock also of the sin offering, and he shall burn it in the appointed place of the house without the sanctuary. And on the second day thou shalt offer a kid of the goat without blemish for a sin offering, and they shall cleanse the altar as they did cleanse it with the bullock. When thou hast made an end of cleansing it, thou shalt offer a young bullock without blemish, and a ram out of the flock without blemish. Thou shalt offer them before Yahweh, Nifnei Yahweh, and the priest shall cast salt upon them, and they shall offer them up for a burnt offering to Yahweh. 7 days shalt thou prepare every day a goat for a sin offering. They shall also prepare a young bullock and a ram out of the flock without blemish. 7 days shall they purge the altar and purify it, and they shall consecrate themselves. And when these days are expired, it shall be that upon the 8th day and so forth, the priest shall make your burnt offerings upon the altar and your peace offerings, and I will accept you, saith the sovereign Yahweh. Amen. Moa. and besides the immigrated Yehuda. Ja, Rastafari, this is Gitachim and Hanatachim, Yeshua, HaMoshiach, Amen.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this force. force, 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 force. Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong. Shabbat. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 for the Hamishi Aliyah. For the fifth up offering, the fifth reading, the fifth ascension offering, up offering, Aliyah here for this Shabbat. Shabbat ki tisa, Sabbath when thou takest, when thou liftest up, ki tisa. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Exodus chapter 34. The second tables, tablets of the law, the second tables, tablets of HaTorah. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear for thee, Hamishi Aliyah. Hamishi, Hamishi, Vayomer Yehuah, El Moshe, Tetzal Lecha, Shnei Luchot, Evanim, Ka Ari Shonim, Ve Katavti Al HaLuchot Et HaDevarim Asher Hayu Al HaLuchot HaRishonim Asher Shivarta. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to Moshe, Vayomer Yahuwah El Moshe Pesal Leka, hew the eye, hew for the eye, Pesal Leka, hew for the eye, Shnei Luchot Evanim, two tables, two tablets of stone. Shnei Luchot Evanim, like to the first. Ka Rishonim, like as Ka Rishonim, like the Rishonim, like the first. With Katavti, and I will write. With Katavti, and I will write Al HaLuchota Etta HaDevarim. And I will write upon the tables, the tablets, with katavti al haluchot, the words, et ha-devarim, the devarim, ha-devarim, the words, asher hayu al haluchot ha-rishonim, that were on the first tables, on the first tablets, asher hayu al haluchot ha-rishonim, asher shivarta, that thou the eye didst break, asher shivarta, wehyei nakon lavoker, with alita vavoker el hahar sinai, with nitzavta li sham ala rosh hahar, and be ready by the morning. Wehye nakon, be ready. Wehye nakon la boker, and be ready by the morning. With alita va boker il hahar sinai, and come up and aliyah up. With alita va boker il hahar sinai, and aliyah up in the boker, in the morning. Va boker il har sinai, to the har of Sinai, to Mount Sinai, to Mount Sinai. With nitzav ta li sham al rosh hahar, and present thyself. With nitzavta, and stand li, stand for me. With nitzavta li sham, and present thyself sham, there, al rosh hahar, upon, on top, on the head, al rosh, on the head, hahar, on the top of the mount, on the top of the mount. Ve ish lo ya'ile imak, ve gam isha ala yera, be kol hahar, gam hatzona ve habakara ala yera'u, illa mula hahara hahu,
and no man shall come up with the eye, neither let make any man be seen throughout all the mounts, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before the mount, feed before the mount. Ve'ish lo ya'ille imak, and no man shall come up imak with the eye. Ve'ish lo ya'ille imak, ve'gam ish ala yera bekol ha'har. Neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount. Ve'gam ish, and also ish man, ala yera, not be seen, bekol ha'har, in all the mount. Gam hatzon v'habakar ala yir'u illa mul ha'har ha'hu. Neither let the flocks, gam hatzon, and also the flock, gam hatzon v'habakar, nor the herd habakar ala yir'u, feed, shepherd, Yir'u, Allah, Yir'u, illa mulla hahara, before, in front of, before, the mount, that mount, the mount, the he, Allah, Yir'u, illa mul hahara, hahu. Wayifa sol, wayifsol la shenei luchota evanim ka rishonim, wayashakena moshe, babokera wayala illa hara sinai. כאשר ציווה יהוה אותו, ויקח בידו שני לוחות היוונים. And he hewed two tablets of stone like to the first. And Moshe and Moses rose up early in the morning and went up to Mount Sinai, as Jehovah had commanded him, and took in his hand two tablets of stone. ויפסול, and he hewed, ויפסול שני לוחות היוונים, and he hewed two tablets of stone, כראשונים, like to the ראשונים, like to the first. וישכם משה בבוקר, and Moses rose up early in the morning. וישכם משה בבוקר, ויעלה אל הר סיני, and went up and allied up into Mount Sinai, to Mount Sinai, Aliyada. Waya'ala il har Sinai, ka'asher siwah Yahuwah oto, as Jehovah had commanded him. Ka'asher siwah Yahuwah oto, wayikach biyado ashnei luchot ha'evanim, and took in his hand, wayikach biyado, two tablets of stone, shnei luchot ha'evanim. And Yahuwah and Jehovah descended in the cloud and stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of Yahuwah, and proclaimed the name of Jehovah.
Vayered
Yahuwah be'anan, vayayita yatzeva imo sham, vayikra be'shemi Yahuwah. And Jehovah descended in the cloud. Vayared Yahuwah be'anan. Jehovah descended in the cloud. Vayita yatzeva imo sham. And stood with him there. Vayita yatzev imo sham. Vayikra b'shem Yahuwah. Vayikra b'shem Yahuwah. And proclaimed the name, Vayikra, the shame, Yahuwah, and proclaimed the name of He who be, who He be, and proclaimed the name, Yahuwah, Vayikra, the shame, Yahuwah, Vaya Yaevori, Yahuwah, Allah Panayo, Vayikra, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, El Rahum, We Hanun, Errekapayim, We Rav Cheseda, We Amet. And Jehovah passed by before him. Vayaevor Yahuwah, Vayaevor Yahuwah, Vayaevori Yahuwah, Allah panayo, before his face, Vayikra Yahuwah, and proclaim Yahuwah, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, Yah-Heh-Weh-Heh, He who be, we be, Yahuwah, Yahweh, hey, he who be, who he be. El, the true good, the true God. El, Rahum. El, merciful. El, Rahum. With Hanun. And gracious. With Hanun. Erekapayim. Long suffering. Erekapayim. Long nose. Long suffering. Erekapayim. With Rava Chesed. And abundant. And Naf Naf in Chesed. And abundant in goodness, and enough, enough in loving kindness, with Rava Chesed, with Emet, and truth, Notzer Chesed Dalai Lafim, Nose Avona, Wapesha'a, with Hata'a, with Nake, Loa Yenake, Poked, Evona, Vota, Ala, Banima, Wa Ala, Benea, Banima, Ala, Sheleshima, Wa Ala, Ribaim. Keeping mercy to the thousandth generation, forgiving iniquity, antiquity, and transgression, and sin, and uckery, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers of the patriarchs upon the children, and upon the children's children, upon the sons, and upon the sons' sons. To the third and to the fourth generation. Notzer chesed. Keeping, guarding, keeping chesed, keeping mercy, keeping loving kindness. Notzer chesed. Lailafim. For the thousands. For the thousand, the thousandth generation. Lailafim. Noseya avon. Lifting up, forgiving iniquity, perverseness. Noseya avon. Noseya. Aon, 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 nose avona wa pesha'a, and transgression and rebellion wa pesha, with chata'a, and sin and uckery and lack and missing the marka, with chata'a, with nake lo yin nake pokeda, and will by no means clear the guilty. Evona bota ala banim wa ala benea vanim. Visiting the iniquity, poked, poked eona, evona, poked evona avot of the fathers, the avot, poked eona avot, ala banim upon the children, wa ala benea vanim, and upon the sons' sons, the ala shaleshim. To the third, wa'ala riba'im, and to the fourth generation. And Moshe made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped and worshipped. Waya mahir Moshe, wayikoda arza, wayishatahu. And Moses made haste. Why mahir Moshe? And Moses made haste. Why you call the arza and bowed his head? Why you call the arza, bowed his head toward the earth? The arza. Why you call the arza? Why Aisha tahu and worshipped? And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let the Lord, I pray that I go in the midst of us, of I and I, for it is a stiff-necked people. And pardon our iniquity and our sin and our uckery. And take us, take I and I for thine inheritance, 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 inheritance. Wayomer, and he said, Im na matzati yachena be'aineka, Adonai yeleka na, Adonai be'kirbeinu, ki ama keshe orefahu. We're salachta la eonen ula hataten una haladan. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, why yomer imna matzati chen be'ayneka, if I have found grace be'ayneka in thy eyes, imna matzati chen be'ayneka, Adonai. Oh, Adonai Yelek, Na, Adonai Bekarabeinu. Oh, Adonai, please try, Adonai Yelek, Na, Yelek, Na, Yelek, Na, Adonai Yelek, Na, Adonai Bekarabeinu, in the midst of us, Bekarabeinu. ki ama kesheya orefu, for it is a stiff-necked people, for it is ki for ama people kesheya oref, stiff-necked who he, for he is a stiff-necked people, ki ama kesheya orefu, where salachta la e omen, ula hatatenu, ua nechalatanu. And pardon, and pardon, and forgive, and pardon our iniquity and inaiuckery. We salachta, la evonen, la eonen, ulachatatenu, and our uckery, and take for us, and take I for thine inheritance, and take I for thine inheritance, unachaltan, u nachaltan. And hear, Shema Yisrael, give ear, Sheishi, Aliyah, renewed commission, hear. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, here from the face of Shemot, Ki Tisa, Exodus chapter 34, verse 10, for the Sheishi, Vayomer, Hine, Anoki, Koreita Brita Neged Kola Amika E Aise Nifa Laota Asher Lo Niva Reua Vekola Haaretza Uvekola Hagoi Wea Kola Haam Asher Ata Vekirboa Eta Maise Yehua Kia Norahu Asherania Ofea Imak. And he said, behold, I make a covenant before all thy people. I will do marvels such as have not been wrought, been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among whom thou art shall see the work of Yahuwah that I am about to do with thee. That is tremendous. Renewed commission, and he said, behold, I will make a covenant before all thy people. I will do marvels such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation, and all the people among whom thou shall see the work of Yahuwah, for it a terrible thing that I will do with thee, I. Vayomer hine, and he said, behold, hine anoki, Koreita Barita Negetapola Amika. Behold, I will make a covenant. I will cut a covenant. Hine Anoki Koreita Barita Negetapola Amika. Behold, I will cut a covenant, make a covenant before all the I people. E aise nifala ota asher loa niva reua bekola haaret. I will do marvels. Nifa laot. Aise nifa laot. Asher. Such as have not been done or wrought in all the earth. Asher. Lo aniva re'ua b'kola ha'aret. Such as has not been done in all, been created in all the earth, the earthly plane. U'v'kola ha'goyim. Nor and in all the nations, not in any goyim, among any of the goyim. Uvakola ha-goyim. We'ra'a kola ha'am. And all the people shall see, all the people among who thou art. We'ra'a kola ha'am. Asha ata v'kirvo, among whom the I be v'kirvo. Etta ma'isei Yehuah. We'll see the ma'isei of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, the word, Eta ma'isei Yahuwah, kiya nora, for it is tremendous, it is terrible, it is dreadful, ki nora hu, for he is dreadful, he is terrible, he is tremendous, kiya nora hu asher, that which ani oseya imach, that which I do amongst thee, I. Observe that thou who I am commanding thee today. Observe. that which, that I am commanding the eye this day. Behold, I am driving out before the eye the Amorite and the Canaanite and the Hittite and the Perizzite and the Hivite and the Jebusite. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with an inhabitant of the land with the way thou goest, lest they be for a snare in the midst of the eye. But ye, but y'all shall break down their altars and dash and peen, 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 their pillars, and ye y'all shall cut down their asherim. And ye y'all shall cut down their asherim. Shemara leka eta asher anoki mez auka hayon himni koreisha mia paneka eta haymori where hakanaani where hachiti where haperizi where hachiwi where hayevusi hia shamera leka pena hikarota brita le yoshev haaret asha ataba aleha pena yihye le mokesha deak irbeka. Take heed that the eye does not make a covenant. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land whither thou goest, lest they be for a snare, lemokesh, in the midst of thee, lemokesh, bekerdeka, kia eta miza bechotama, tia tosun, tita suna, we eta mat evotama, tesha beruna, we eta asherayo, tika rotun. But you shall break down their altars and dash in pieces their pillars and cut down their asherim. Ki lo atisha tachewe le'el acher ki Yahuwah kana shimo el kana hu. For thou shalt worship no other el. For thou shalt worship no other el. Ki lo tisha tachewe le'el acher. He except for Yahuwah, for he who be who he be, whose name is Anna. He Yahuwah, Anna Shemoel, Anna who, for he who be who he be, is a zealous heir. He Yahuwah, Anna Shemoel, Anna who, Penna, Tikrota, Brita, Le, Yosheva, Haaretza, where Zan, Acherei, Elohehem with Zavuhua Lelohehem with Araleka with Akalta Mizibho. Lest thou make a covenant, cut a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go astray after their Elohim, and do sacrifice to their Elohim, and they call thee, and thou the eye eatest of their sacrifice. And thou the eye take of their daughters to thy sons, and their daughters go astray after their Elohim, and make thy sons go astray after their Elohim. Where lakachta mi ba notayo le vaneka, where zanu binotayo achreya Elohehen, where hiznu eta baneka acherei Elohehen, after their goddesses, and thou take of their daughters to thy sons, and their daughters go astray after their goddesses, and make thy sons go astray after their goddesses. Acherei Elohehen, Eloheya Maseka lo ata iselak, thou I shalt make thee no molten God, no molten Elohim. Elohe Maseka lo ata iselak. The feast, and the Sabbaths again enjoined. The feast and the Shabbats and the Sabbaths again enjoined. Hear, verse 18. Etahag ha matota tishmora Shiva ata yamima tokala matzot ashara zewiteka le moeda chodesha ha aviv kia be chodesha ha aviv ya tzata mimitzrayi. The feast of unleavened bread, of matzah, the unleavened bread, chagaha matzot, shalt thou keep. 7 days, 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, as I commanded thee, at the time appointed in the month, in the moon, in Chodesh Ha'aviv, in Chodesh Ha'abib, Abib. For in the Chodesh Ha'aviv thou camest out from Mitzrayim. All that openeth the womb, all that openeth the matrix, all that openeth the matrix, all that openeth the womb is mine. And of all thy cattle thou shalt sanctify the males, the firstlings of ox and sheep. Kol la petera rechem li, all that petera the rechem, all that openeth the rechem, all that openeth the womb, openeth the matrix, li, for me. Kol la petera rechem li, kol la mika neka, tizakara petera shora wa se. And of all thy cattle thou shalt sanctify, thou shalt sanctify the males, the firstling of ox and sheep, and the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem for lamb. And if thou wilt not redeem it, then thou shalt break its neck. Ua fetera chamora tifedeh viseh ve'im lo tifedeh wa erafto kola bechora baneka tifedeh v'loa yeraua fanaya rekam. All the firstborn of thy sons thou shalt redeem. Kola bechor baneka, all the firstborns of baneka, thy sons, tifedeh, that I shall redeem. With lo ye'au fanai rekam, and none shall appear before I empty. With lo ye'au fanai rekam. 6 days thou shalt walk, but the seventh day thou shalt rest. In plowing time and in harvest thou shalt rest. In airing time, plowing time, in airing time, and in harvest thou shalt rest. Sheisheta yamima ta evoda ua vayoma ha shavii tishvot tishvot be charish ua vat atzira tishvot tishvot. You shall shabbat, you shall rest. And thou shalt observe the feast of weeks, even the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the turn of the year, at the year's end. With chag shavuot ta'iseh leka dia kurei k'tzir chitim with chag ha'asif tikufata ha'shana, at the tikufata ha'shana, at the year's end, at the turn of the shana. 3 times in the year shall all thy males appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel. Shalosha pa'amim ba'shana ye'ra'e kola zikoreka eta p'nei ha'adon Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael. Thrice in the year shall all your men children, your males, appear before Ha'adon Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael. The Adon Yahuwah, he who be, we be, the Elohim of Yisrael. For I will cast out nations before thee, I, and enlarge thy borders. Neither shall any man covet thy land when thou goest up to appear before Yahuwah Eloheka, before Jehovah the I Elohim, 3 times in the year, 3 times in the shana, in the year. Kia orish Goyima mi paneka, we hira havtia eta gevuleka, we lo yachmode isha eta arteka, ba eloteka, le raot, le raot eta pene yahua, eloheka, shalosha pe anima bashana. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread, neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of Passover Pesach be left to the bokeh, be left to the morning. Lo atishachata ala chametza dama zivachi, with loa yalina la bokeh zebach haga ha pasach. The choicest fruit, first fruits, the choicest first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring to the bait, to the house of Yahweh Eloheka, to the house of Jehovah the Elohim. Thou shalt not seize a kid in its mother's milk. Reishita biya kureya adamateka, ha'vi baiti Yahweh Eloheka, loa tevashela gdi ba cheleva imo. The choicest first fruits, the choicest, the first of the first fruits, the first of the first fruits, reishi bi kurei, the first of the first fruits of thy land, reishi bi kurei ada mateka, thou shalt bring Tavi, thou shalt bring Tavi, Beit Yehovah shall bring into the Beit of Jehovah Eloheka, Ra'ai Elohim. Lo, Te Vashela Gibi, Ba Chelev Im. Thou shalt not see a kid. Lo, Te Vashela Gibi, in its mother's milk. Ba Chelev Im.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Remember
Be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice.
People drink a lot of alcohol, right? And they get drunk, right? No, when you get drunk, you don't really meditate. You just drunk and you feel miserable. No, when we smoke, it makes you cool, you know. It stimulates your mind and makes you sit down and meditate. Instead, you get foolish, you sit down and then you can meditate, you can meditate, you can meditate.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening sacrifice. Evening.
You really think it's easy being an artist? But you don't know the sacrifice we make, the journeys we take. That's why me, I tell it straight. Never see the rise and the long side. You only see the fame and the limelight. You only see a rising star, but you never know that I come from far. The long journey and the tiring trip. When I'm on the road, love fills me up with chip. Today I'm in Trinidad, tomorrow in Brazil for a big, big show. I've got to work, I've got to pay the price. I've got to work, I've got to sacrifice. Respect to the working class. Lazy body better get off your ass. Doing my work, of course, chatting with the most I am well on course. Radio interviews and the sound check, jingles, the place, and I just can't forget. Fully for times I practice to bring my people to truth music. So I've got to work, I've got to pay the price. I've got to work, got to sacrifice. Respect to the working class. Lazy body better get off your ass.
Let my my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For thee as incense. For thee as incense. For thee as incense.
Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth. His truth. His truth. His truth. His truth. His truth. His truth.
Begin off right here for today's daily psalm, Psalm 96, Shalom Chavarim. Here we're going to pick up with the Royal Amharic from the King of Kings Bible right here. But first, dubwise right here, today's daily psalm, Royal Amharic native speaker, Abraham Tebuda. Here on the rope in, rhythm, 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 rhythm. Shema, hear this. Shema, Israel.
መዝሙር 95 በቅንፍ 96 ከምርኮ በኋላ ቤት በተሰራ ጊዜ ለእግዚአብሔር አዲስ ምስጋናን አመስግኑ ምድር ሁሉ እግዚአብሔርን አመስግኑ እግዚአብሔርን አመስግኑ ስሙንም ባርኩ እለት እለትም ማዳኑን አውሩ ክብሩን ለአሕዛብ ታምራቱንም ለወገኖች ሁሉ ንገሩ እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ምስጋናውን ብዙ ነውና ባማልክቱም ሁሉ ላይ የተፈራ ነውና የአህዛብ ባማልክት ሁሉ አጋንንት ናቸውና እግዚአብሔር ግን ሰማያትን ሠራ ምስጋናና ውበት በፊቱ ቅዱስነትና ግርማ በመቅደሱ ውስጥ ናቸው የአህዛብ ወገኖች ለእግዚአብሔር አምጡ ክብርንና ምስጋናን ለእግዚአብሔር አምጡ ለስሙ የሚገባ ክብርን ለእግዚአብሔር አምጡ ቁርባንን ያዙ ወደ አደባባዮቹም ግቡ በቅድስናው ስፍራ ለእግዚአብሔር ስገዱ ምድር ሁሉ በፊቱ ትነዋወጥ በአሕዛብ መካከል እግዚአብሔር ነገሰ በሉ እንዳይናወጥም ዓለሙን እርሱ አጠና አሕዛብንም በቅንነት ይፈርዳል ሰማያት ደስ ይበላቸው ምድርም ሐሴትን ታድርግ ባህርና ሞላዋ ይናወጡ በረሃ በርሷም ያሉ ሁሉ ሐሴትን ያድርጉ የዱር ዛፎች ሁሉ በዚያን ጊዜ በእግዚአብሔር ፊት ደስ ይላቸው ይመጣልና በምድር ላይ ሊፈርድ ይመጣልና ارسم على من بطنك عذاب من بكن النت فردا
Select up to light up this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Arabic, Tamarians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see?
You see? The English language,
the English language.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another and other tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach, the prologue.
Legashun, Agarashun, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zemigashme, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But who want the next verse with Amharic. But who want the next verse with Amharic.
Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible.
Shalom to Tena Yisteling. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Shalom to Tena Yisteling. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here, after the order of Malachi, Tzedek of Melchizedek, righteous king, the king of righteousness, Garmawi, Garmawi, Haile Selassie. HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Semun Yitbarek. Amen. So here we have, according to the royal order, and here the Metzhaf Kedus, the book of the seven seals of the conquering line, the tribe of Judah, the root of David. We have Mezmor Zetna Sidist. Zetna Sidist. Psalm 96 from the Mezmore Dawit. And the Mezmore Dawit. Psalms of David. And today's daily psalm is theme Egziavihar Negusim Danyam. Egziavihar, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed of Egziavihar, the sustainer. Negusim, Negus, Negusim, Negusim, and King. Egziavihar, the sustainer. And King Danyam, Danya, we have Danya, judge. Lingual even the Hebraic, Dayan, Danya. So here we have Danyam, and judge, Egziaviha, sustainer, Negusim, and King Danyam, and judge. Today's daily psalm. It's also theme, the call to all peoples, all nations and international communities to worship, because he who be, who he be, his divine majesty is worship worthy. Yes, he is praiseworthy, Isaiah's worthy. Today's daily psalm, a call to all peoples to worship. Make I and I ride up and begin here, comparing and contrasting when necessary with the HSC, Haile Selassie version, authorized revised Amharic Bible, as well as the KJV, the King James version. So here, Besama'ab, Wawalid, Wamentes, Kedus, Fahadu, Amlak, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one source, in Jemralin, we begin. Beginning with the superscription. The superscription right here. Now, in some scriptures and Bibles, I think the KJV, there is not a superscription.
There is no superscription in the King James Version for today's daily psalm, but I still pulse, so chant and sing. Not the King James Version. I and I discover a version that's not the King James Version. Yes, I, Rastafari. So there's no superscription here in the KJV for Psalm 96, Mezmor Zetna Sidist. But we have a superscription right here, and also in the LXX, the Septuagint, the Koine, the Greek version, and here in the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, of Garmawi, Edamawi, Haile Selassie. We have this superscription called Merko Bechala, Beit Betesara Gizeh, Kamerko Bechala, after the captivity, Beit, the house, Betesara Gizeh, when the house was built after the captivity. Now, today's daily psalm is so very interesting. There's even a little more details. We attend to it from the Sefer Tehillim at the roots, at the groundation in the Masoretic and in the Hebrew, the Sefer Tehillim. But here, riding up with the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrew, the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, superscription in Degna. Again, Kamerko Bechala Beita Betesara Gizeh. After the captivity, when the house was being built. After the captivity, when the house was built after the captivity. Kuter And, verse 1. Le'egziavi heradis miskanana meskenu, nederhulu egziavi herena meskenu. Oh, sing y'all to egziavi her, to the sustainer. A new song, sing to egziavi her, to the sustainer. Yod hey weh hey Yahweh Jehovah, all the earth. Le'egziavi heradis. Adis, anew, Adis, Miskanan, Miskana, Adis, Miskana, a new praise, a new song in that sense, but a new thanks, a new praise, a new thanksgiving, Adis, Miskana. Le'egziavi her, Adis, Miskanan, Ameskinu. This is a command to y'all, speaking to all, to give Miskana, Ameskinu. Give Miskana, Legziavi Heradis, Miskana, Ameskinu, Midurhulu, Egziavi Herin, Ameskinu, Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Egziavi Herin, Ameskinu, Simunim Barku, Eletim Mamadanun Auru. Sing to Egziavi, her sustainer, the good, the excellent, the open hand, the generous, up Father, Yod Hey Wehe, He who be, we be, Yahweh, Yahweh. Bless His name, Simunim, Barku, Hakadosh, Baruku, Baruch Hashem. Bless His name, Simunim, Barku, Eleta, Eletim, Madanun, Aru. Shew forth His salvation. His salvation from day to day. Eletim madanun auru. News it. Proclaim it. Kuter source. Verse 3. Kubruna le'ahizaba ta'amaratu nema le'wogunoch huluwa nigaru. Declare. Nigaru. Declare His glory. Kavru, declare His glory among the heathen. Kavrun le'ahizab to the peoples, to the heathens, to the international communities and nationalities, ta'amratunim, His wonders, ta'amratunim, le'wagunoch, to all peoples, le'wagunoch hulu, wagunoch here. would be like the ethnicities or the nationalities, the peoples, the nations, and the ethnicity, the different kinds of people that were going to know Chulu, Negeru, Negeru, Negeru. Tell, talk, declare, reason. Kuter Arat, verse 4. Exiavihir talak amiskana wima bizuna winna. De amalikatim mahulu lai yeteferana winna. For great, right? For he who be who he be is great. Exiavihir talak, talak. He is great and greatly to be praised. Miskana wum, miskana w. Miskana, praise Miskanao, his praise, Miskanaum, and his praise, Bizu, 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 Nuff, 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 Bizu, Nawina, for it is Nuff, 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 Nuff. He is to be feared, we phrase reverence, respectfully speaking, he is to be feared above all gods. Bamaliktim, Hululai, Yetefera, Nawina, Yetefera. Yetefera, here we have the Norahu, Norahu, he is dreadful, he is awesome, he is awful, he is terrible, he is reverential, he is Rastafari. Here we have Yetefera, 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 Nawina, the Amalekatim, Hululai, above all the Amalek. Amalek, all the Elohim, all the gods, there's no God other than he who be who he be, Yeteferad, no winna, but upon and above all their gods, their pseudo-trinities, their divinities of the nations, of the peoples, Amalekatim, Ululai, Yeteferad, Yeteferad, no winna. Here we have the Tefera, Tefera. He is to be reverence, respected, feared, if necessary. He is to be feared. He is to be reverenced. He is to be dreaded because he's awesome. He's awful. He's terrible above all their gods. Kutaramis, verse 5. Ye ahizab amalik tulu aganint nachawina exiavihirgin samayatin sara. For all the gods of the nations, yeah, Ahizab of the people, Ahizab of the Hizboch, Ahizab, yeah, Ahizab Amalikt, Hulu, all of the gods of the people. This is why when they say God this and God that, there is no God other than he who be who he be, Ha Elohim. Here we have in verse 5 right here of today's daily psalm, Mezmor Zetanah Sadist, Ad Kuter Amist, it says, Ye Ahizab Amalikt, Hulu Aganint, Aganint Nachawina. They are, for they are demons. For all the gods of the peoples are demons, are demonic. Are demons, are exaggerations. Aganint, aganint nachuina. Ya ahzab amalek tulu. Aganint nachuina. Now, it's interesting because in the Hebrew, ki kol elohe ha'amim elelim. They are elil. They're good for nothing. They're elelim. They're not Elohim. They're elelim. They are good for nothing. Wayawa, Wayawa, the Jehovah Shamaim Asa, but Jehovah, Egziabihir, sustainer, the good, the excellent, open-handed, generous, our Father, Egziabihir again. However, Egziabi, the sustainer, Samayatin, Sarah, he built the heavens, Kuter Sidist, verse 6. Miskanana uveta befitu. Kedusinetina grma bemekresuistnacho. Honor and majesty. These attributes. These divine attributes. Honor and majesty. Here, Bamrinya, we have Miskana. Thanks. Praise. Praise. Thanks. And uvet and beauty. Miskanana uveta befitu. Kedusinetina garma, garma, garma bemek resuist nacho. Kedushanet, holiness. So here we have some diversion from the Sefer Tehillim, but also we have a reflection of this within the Septuagint, bringing out what some would say would be the archaic Hebrew. In the Hebrew, we have the attributes of the Hod, Wihadar Lifanayo, Oz is strength, Oz. They say Wizard of Oz, but really the Oz, Hebrew, the Oz. Oz, we're Tiferet. So here even in the Hebrew, the Masoretic Hebrew is a testimony to the Teferi, the Tefari name, both in the Royal Amharic, Yeteferra, Nawina, and here with Oz, we're Tiferet, the Mikadasho, strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Selassie is the chapel. Now, in the Septuagint, just to compare and contrast here, the Septuagint has acknowledgement and beauty corresponding with what we have here in the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzav Kedus of Garmawi, John Hoy of His Imperial Majesty. We have Miskanana Uveta Befitu Kedusinetina Garma Bemekdesuistanacho. We have acknowledgement. Miskana, thanks and praise, is also acknowledgement. Acting on that knowledge, give thanks. Acknowledgement and beauty. Miskana, ina, and wuvet, and beauty, befitu, in his lefanayo, in his presence, in his perception. Holiness, islandness, kedusinet. Holiness, kedusinet ina, and kedusinet ina, garma. We have another garma. We say garmawi, John Hoy, his majesty, his imperial majesty, his majesty, so that we do not overly profane, profanate, or ignorantly, you know, just loud, you know, just endlessness if it's not in the right order. Because remember the command. Remember the words. Every time I hear the word. But here we have holiness and majesty. Garma, we hoy, and garma are in his sanctuary, his holy place. Ben Mekdesu, in his holy place, Nacho, Kuter Sebat, verse 7. Ya'ahizab Wagonoch, Le'ekaziavi her Amtu, Pabrina Miskanan Le'ekaziavi her Amtu, give to Ekaziavi her. The sustainer, the good, the excellent, generous, open-handed, Father, all your kindreds of the people, you ethnicities of the nations, the Ahizab, Orgonoch, Legs, Yahir, Amtu, Kavrina, Miskanan, Kavrina, glory and Kavrina, Kavrina, Miskanan. Here we have glory, right? And the KJV says, give to the Lord glory and strength. Bamarini, we have Kvrinam, Iskanan, Ekziyavihir, Amtu. Glory and thanks and thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, Le Ekziyavihir, to sustainer, Amtu. Give to he who be, we be, the divine majesty, glory. Right, that glory and honor, in the sense of that honor, your honor. Now the Hebrew does have la yawa paboda wa oz, like habu la yawa habu to Jehovah kavod wa oz, strength. But here in the Royal Amharic, the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Conquering Lion Tribe, the Root of David, and in the Septuagint, we have the witness. The witness. Puter Cement, verse 8. Lesmu Yemigaba Kavrin Legaziavi Haramtu Kurvana Yazu Wodadababayo Chima Kubu. Give to Egaziavi Har sustain of the glory. Do his name. Lesmu Simu Simu Simuna Yitbarekas. Lesmu for his name, to his name, Yemigaba, that which is proper. Lesmu Yemigeba, that which is appropriate. Lesmu Yemigeba, that which is due his name, Kavrin, the glory, the honor, the elaboration. Let Egaziari Her to the sustain Amtu. Give, and I said, no, like the bring. Bring it. Bring it, Amtu. Korban Yazu. Korban, offering the Korban Yazu, right? Seize that Korban, bring an offering. What Adababayochim? What Adababayoch? Adababayoch, his courts, Adababayoch, his courts. What Adababayochim? And to his court, Gibu, Gibu, enter, come in to his courts. Puter Zetang, verse 9. Back and this now sifra legaziari her sigedu midarhulu befitu tenawat. Oh, worship egaziari her sustainer Yahweh Jehovah in the beauty, the IT of idleness, the beauty of holiness, fear, respect, reverence before him, all the earth. Bek Kedisanao, and in his holy, Bek Kedisanao Sifra, in his holy place, Le Egezi Ari Haru, to the sustainer, Segedu, Segedu, prostrate, right? Bow, worship, Segedu, Le Egezi Ari Haru, Segedu, Midaruhulu Befitu Tenawawet. Fear, it's interesting here, Tinawawet, or Tinawawet, Amidaruhulu, Befitu, Tinawawet. Fear, in other words, all that to shake, you know, shake before him in his presence, in his perception, all the earth, the earthly plane, Kuta Aser, Aser, verse 10. The Ahizam Mekakel, Egziarir Negese, Bellu. And I now atim alamun ersu at enau ahizabinim abekininati fardal. Say, this is what we are to say. Say among the heathen, say among the ahizab, the goyim, the ahizab metakel, the ahizab, upon the ahizab, the people of his vote, ahizab mekakel, amongst them, amongst the ahizab, among the peoples, the nationalities, the peoples, say amongst them, egziavi her negese, has become king. He has become king, that he who be who he be, that he reigneth. Yahweh Jehovah Malak, here Bamarinya, Ekziavi here Negese, Bellu, say y'all, what we to say among the nation is that the sustainer, the good, the excellent, open-handed, generous, our Father has become king, has become coronated, is coronated as king. Behold, line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Gormawi, Kenamawi, Haile Selassie is revealed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. The Aizam Mekakel, Egeziari Her Negese, Bellu, and I Anawetim, Alamuno Hulu Atsenau, Ahizabinim Bekeneta Yifardal, the world, his world, Alamun, his world, also. Is established. He has established Arsu Atenau. He has already established it. And die now it. So that it's not, it cannot be moved, cannot be shaken. And die now it. Alamun Arsu Atenau. Ahizabinim abekinneti fardal. Ahizabinim and the nations, the peoples, the international community. Ahizabinim abekinnet. Kinnet, straightforwardness. Right? Here we have, it says, he shall judge the people righteously. He shall judge them straightforwardly. Bekinnet. Not zigzaggy. Bekinneti fardal. Kutarasara an. Verse 11. Samayata desibelacho midrima hesetina tadrig bahirna molawa yinaotu. Let the heavens rejoice, samayat desibelacho, and let and may the earth be glad, midrima hesetin tadrig tadrig bahirna molawa yinaotu. Let the sea roar. Here we have Bahirnam Olawa, the sea, and her fullness. Bahirnam Olawa, Yinawatu, Yinawatu. Shake up fullness, roar in that sense, and fullness, and all of her fullness, the fullness thereof. Kutarasara Hulet, verse 12. Beraha berswam yaluhulu hesetina yadrigu yedura zafoto hulu bezian gize beegziavi hirfite silachua. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice. Beraha be'arswam yalu hulu hasetena yadrigu yedur zafoch hulu bezian gize. In that time, bezian gize, bezian gize be'egziavi herfit, in the presence of perception of the sustainer, the good, the excellent Father, desilachua, they will be happy, they will be joyful, they will rejoice. Kutarasara sost. Yimet alina. The midrlaya liyafard. Yimet alina. Arasum alimina bez idik. Ahizabinima bek inineta yifardal. Before egziavi her. Before, it says, before the Lord. It says, before the Lord, for he cometh. Here we have Yimet Alina. Yimet Alina. It says, for he cometh. For he cometh. For he is coming and he will come. He cometh. Bemidrlai, upon the earth. Lifard, Lifard, Yimet Alina. For he comes to judge upon the earth, the midrlai, the earthly plane. Arsum, arsu, he himself, none other. Arsum, and he, alamin abetzidik. Alamin, alam, the alam, the world. Alamin, the world, the sidik, in righteousness. He shall judge the world in righteousness, betzidik, because he is melchizedek. Ahizabinim, and the peoples, the nations, the peoples, bekinnet, and straightforwardness, integrity, straightforwardness, yifardal. Here we have, in the KJV, it says, and the people with his truth. And the people with his truth. Now we have kinnet here, kinnet, and looking at the Septuagint, right, looking at the Septuagint as well, it has a reflection of truth. But here's what's interesting, it's the Hebrew. Here's what we have to get to the Hebrew, just in case one say, well, this is kinnet, straightforwardness, but it doesn't say truth, and one might imagine an error. But no, from the Hebrew, with amin, last phrase in the Hebrew, Sefer Tehillim, with amin, Be emunato. When we say about truth and faithfulness, that's what's straightforward. Bringing it out in the Negusa Neges Targum, in the Targum of the King of Kings, straightforward. Not zigzag, straightforward, with integrity. That's the truth, straightforward, with integrity. Yes, I. Praise be the Divine Majesty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem. Simon. Yitzbarek, lo 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 yitzbarek, lo
If tomorrow is judgment day,
original justice man, champion song.
Oh, and I'm standing on the front line. Oh, when the Lord asked me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jaja, you know I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth.
መዝሙር 95 በቅንፍ 96 ከምርኮ በኋላ ቤት በተሰራ ጊዜ ለእግዚአብሔር አዲስ ምስጋናን አመስግኑ ምድር ሁሉ እግዚአብሔርን አመስግኑ እግዚአብሔርን አመስግኑ ስሙንም ባርኩ እለት እለትም ማዳኑን አውሩ ክብሩን ለአሕዛብ ታምራቱንም ለወገኖች ሁሉ ንገሩ እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ምስጋናውን ብዙ ነውና በአማልክትም ሁሉ ላይ የተፈራ ነውና የአሕዛብ አማልክት ሁሉ አጋንንት ናቸውና እግዚአብሔር ግን ሰማያትን ሠራ ምስጋናና ውበት በፊቱ ቅዱስነትና ግርማ በመቅደሱ ውስጥ ናቸው የአሕዛብ ወገኖች ለእግዚአብሔር አምጡ ክብርንና ምስጋናን ለእግዚአብሔር አምጡ ለስሙ የሚገባ ክብርን ለእግዚአብሔር አምጡ ቁርባንን ያዙ ወደ አደባባዮቹም ግቡ በቅድስናው ስፍራ ለእግዚአብሔር ስገዱ ምድር ሁሉ በፊቱ ትነዋወጥ በአሕዛብ መካከል እግዚአብሔር ነገሰ በሉ እንዳይናወጥም ዓለሙን እርሱ አጸናው አሕዛብንም በቅንነት ይፈርዳል ሰማያት ደስ ይበላቸው ምድርም ሐሴትን ታድርግ ባህርና ሞላዋ ይናወጡ በርሃ በርሷም ያሉ ሁሉ ሐሴትን ያድርጉ የዱር ዛፎች ሁሉ በዚያን ጊዜ በእግዚአብሔር ፊት ደስ ይላቸው ይመጣልና በምድር ላይ ሊፈርድ ይመጣልና እርሱም ዓለምን በጽድቅ አሕዛብንም በቅንነት ይፈርዳል
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
መዝሙር 95 በቅንፍ 96 ከምርኮ በኋላ ቤት በተሰራ ጊዜ ለእግዚአብሔር አዲስ ምስጋናን አመስግኑ ምድር ሁሉ እግዚአብሔርን አመስግኑ እግዚአብሔርን አመስግኑ ስሙንም ባርኩ እለት እለትም ማዳኑን አውሩ ክብሩን ለአሕዛብ ታምራቱንም ለወገኖች ሁሉ ንገሩ እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ምስጋናውን ብዙ ነውና በአማልክትም ሁሉ ላይ የተፈራ ነውና የአሕዛብ አማልክት ሁሉ አጋንንት ናቸውና እግዚአብሔር ግን ሰማያትን ሠራ ምስጋናና ውበት በፊቱ ቅዱስነትና ግርማ በመቅደሱ ውስጥ ናቸው ያህዛብ ወገኖች ለእግዚአብሔር አምጡ ክብርንና ምስጋናን ለእግዚአብሔር አምጡ ለስሙ የሚገባ ክብርን ለእግዚአብሔር አምጡ ቁርባንን ያዙ ወደ አደባባዮችም ግቡ በቅድስናው ስፍራ ለእግዚአብሔር ስገዱ ምድር ሁሉ በፊቱ ትነዋወ ባህዛብ መካከል እግዚአብሔር ነገሰ በሉ እንዳይናወጥም ዓለሙን እርሱ አጠናው አህዛብንም በቅንነት ይፈርዳል ሰማያት ደስ ይበላቸው ምድርም ሐሴትን ታድርግ ባህርና ሞላዋ ይናወጡ በረሃ በርሷም ያሉ ሁሉ ሐሴትን ያድርጉ የዱር ዛፎች ሁሉ በዚያን ጊዜ በእግዚአብሔር ፊት ደስ ይላቸው ይመጣልና በምድር ላይ ሊፈርድ ይመጣልና እርሱም ዓለምን በጽድቅ አህዛብንም በቅንነት ይፈርዳል
Number, I'd like to return to the classics.
I know why here. Just one touch more. I know why here. One touch more. All right, I'll tell you what to do. Show the brother. Show the brother some love tonight. You ready? Show the brother some love. Sense it. Sense it.
Hallelujah. You could be living this minute, the next minute you're gone away. Hold up your heads, my brothers. Be conscious, my sisters. If by your works you shall surely be paid. I never tried to say man with me. I love you. You could be living this minute, the next minute you're gone away. Hold up your heads, my brothers. Be conscious, my sisters. And by your works you shall surely be paid. I never tried this, if I know it's the younger. One who's got the title. Oh, since I ain't been looked on low. And if you ever love you, love you, love you, love you, just like that.
Test your knowledge. What is the King of Kings kingdom, and from where does it rule? Who rules in the kingdom, and who are its subjects? How has the King of Kings assured us that his kingdom is a reality? When did the appointed times of the nations begin and end?
If tomorrow is judgment day,
original justice man, champion song,
when I'm standing on the front line, when the Lord asks me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jaja, you know I care.
Here, today saw Mizmor Adai Wawe, Adai Wow, Mizmor Adevav, Psalm 96, Psalm XCVI, here in the 13th verse in the Yod Gamel, Yod Yud Gamel, Yod Gimel verse here, the 13th verse. Lifne Yahuwah, Kiba, Kiba, Lishpot Aharet. Ishpata Terel Bits Eden Wi Amima Be Emunato, which in the Sefer Tehillim is brought out as before the Lord, or before he who be who he be, before Jehovah, Lifnei Yahuwah, Lifnei Yahuwah, Ki Ba, for he is come, Ki for Ba, he come, for he come, Ki Ba, Ki Ba, for he come, Lishpota Haaretz, he come to judge, Lishpot Haaretz. He come to judge, the earth. Ishpata Tevel Vitzedek. He will judge. He will judge. Yishpat Tevel. Tevel, the world. Tevel. The Tevel, or some enunciate as Tevel. Yishpat Tevel. Yishpat Tevel. Tevel. He will judge the Tevel. The Tevel is the inhabitable portion of the earth, of the Aret, of the earthly plane. Yishpat Tevel. Be-edek, be-in, by way of edek, in by way of righteousness, or with righteousness. We-amin be-munato, and the peoples in his faithfulness, be-munato, in his truth, be-munato, in his emuna, emunato, Haimano, in a sense of, quote, true religion, in his true faith, his truth, his faithfulness, his fidelity. But here, 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 we have this verse. This verse is repeated from Psalm 98, right? It's repeated, right, in Psalm 98 and 9. Right, so in Psalm 98 and 9, here, 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 Psalm 98 and 9, it says, Lifnei Yahuwah, Kiba, Lishpot Aharet, Yishapot Atevel Bitzedeka, We'amima Be, Meishari, before Jehovah, before he who be, who he be, Lifnei Yahuwah, Kiba, for he is come. For he is come, Lishpot Aharet, to judge the earth, the earthly plane, Yishpot Tevel. He will judge the world, the inhabitable portion of the world, Bitzedek, with righteousness, Bitzedek, in righteousness, with Amin, and peoples, by way of Meishari, Meishari. So here has Meisharim, equity, or the sense of B'Meisharim in equity. So we have a repeat here from today's psalm, from Psalm 96, the 13th verse. This verse is repeated in essence, but not exactly, in Psalm 98, verse 9. There's a few key nuances and differences. Significantly is the last part where it says, and the peoples with equity, with amim be-meisharim, and here in today's psalm, with amim be-emunato, be-emunato. So one, it says, and the peoples in his faithfulness, and the peoples in equity, or of rightness, Meisharim, Meisharim, from Yashar, Yashar, to be upright. So here, 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 zooming in on the sense of judge. We hear a lot about judge and judgment and don't judge, or judge this, or you can't judge me, or this and that about judge. But Hebraically, the sense of judge. So we have the word in today's psalm, Lishpot, Lishpot, right, to judge, Lishpot, Lishpot, to judge Haaretz, to judge Haaretz, to judge the earth, judge, from Shafat, Shafat, Shafat as the root, Shafatah, Shafatah, Shafat. The Hebrew sense is to rule over. An important note here is that, Hebraically speaking, judging, judging, has no terrible sound to a Hebrew and in the Hebrew. Unlike the English and a lot of the mix-up and confusion amongst the Western whitewash counterfeit Christianity, and even in some cases, you know, amongst others, but mainly in the Western Bible, biblical sense, this idea of judging seems to have a terrible sound. But Lishpot and Shafat does not have a terrible sound to a Hebrew. In Yeshayahu, Isaiah Messiah, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 4, we have this: with righteousness shall he judge the poor. With righteousness shall he judge the poor. With shafat abitzedek adali. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor. With shafat abitzedek adali. He shall judge the dalim, the poor ones. With shafat abitzedek adalim. Here. Isaiah chapter 11, first part of verse 4, and the fuller verse here. With shafat abitzedek adalim, with hokiyacha be'mishora le'anwei ha'aretz, with hikah eretz be'shevet apiyo, uva beruacha sefatayo yamita rasha. The fuller verse here is, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the land. And he shall smite the land with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked, shall he slay the ratchet. With shafat abitzedek adalim, with hokiyacha bit mishora le'anwe aretz, with hikah eretz bit shevet apiyo, uva beruacha sefatayo yamit rasha. Therefore, judge shafat lishpota does not have a terrible or a bad sound. Judge, to rule, for he has come to rule over the earth. He has come to judge the earth, and with righteousness, edek, with righteousness shall he judge the poor. With shafat abitzedek adali. So the word judge, there's many words that are translated from the Hebrew often as judge, but they have different senses and different important nuances. This is why the idea of judge does not have a terrible sound Hebraically. Judge and judging, right? As the case in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 4, with righteousness, the tzedek, shall he judge the poor. On the contrary, when it is Ha'el, Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God, who is Ha'Shofet, Shofet, the judge and the Shafat. And Shafat means Hebraically to weigh, to judge, in the sense of to weigh. So Shafat, to judge, to govern, to vindicate, to punish. Shafat, to act as lawgiver or judge or governor of Elohim or man, in the sense of to rule, to govern, to judge, to decide controversy, to decide controversy of Elohim or of Adam, of Elohim or man. Shafat, to execute judgment, the sense of discriminating in its true sense of man, of Adam, vindicating, the sense of condemning and punishing. At theophanic advent, the sense of the final, eschatologically, the final judgment. The Nephile sense of the word is to enter into controversy or controversy, to enter into a controversy. The sense here Hebraically of Shafat is to plead. Thus we have the translated sense of to have controversy, controversy together. The sense also is to be judged, right? The Poel sense is the judge, Shofet, the judge. The sense of the Shofet, the judge, is also Hebraically the opponent at law, the opponent at Torah, the opponent. Getting to the root of the H8199, according to Strong's Concordance, the H8199, the Shafat, by a primitive root to judge, and the Hebraic sense of the Shafat, distinguishing it from the Yadin sense. We have the Yadin sense within today's psalm, Mizmoras Adai Wow, Mizmoras Adai Vav, Adai Vav. We have it in the 96th psalm at the 10th verse. He will judge the people with equity or equitably, Yadin Amni Bit Meisharin. Yadin from Deen and Dun Deen. Yadin is a different sense, though often translated as judge, as we have it in Psalm 96 at verse 10. He will judge the peoples with equity, equitably. And then we have here in the 13th verse, for he has come to judge the earth, ki ba lishpot ahare. So these two words are translated, both of them, in the English Bible, the KJV, particularly in elsewhere, even here in the English part of the Sefer Tehillim, the Hebrew Psalter, they're both translated as judge. But it's a different sense of judge. So what is the different sense of Shafat, the Shafat judge, and the Deen, the Yadin, and the Yadon judge? Well, the Shafat judge is to judge in the sense of pronouncing a sentence, like a verdict or a sentence, whether it is for, in favor of one, or whether it is against one. So the implication of Shafat to judge is to pronounce sentence, whether it is for or it is against. If it is for, judging in favor of, the implication is to vindicate. So sometimes the translator might translate the sense of Shafat, depends on the context of vindicating, because he is judging, right? He is judging for, the sentence is pronounced in favor of, or we can have the Shafat sense against, in the sense of punishing. What is of great interest is that where Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMashiach, where our Rabbi, our Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, when he said, according to the translators in the KJV, judge not, Hebraically, the context there that is lost in translation is, don't judge against, don't be always ready to punish or to condemn. In other words, it's like, stop condemning. Though the verb is judge, the context of it is condemnation. He's teaching the Talmudim and I not to be like the world, flesh, and satanic sephirim, always seeking to be adversarial in the sense of condemnation, the condemnation sense. Because you're not a just judge if you already have a bias. If you already have a bias, if you're not going to look at it b'meisharin, in equity or equitably, right? So there's a passive sense of the Shafat as well, Shafat, right? The Shafat, to judge, Hebraically speaking, right? By extension to govern, we have the governing of something, right? Passively, to litigate. So there's the judging sense, the Shafat sense, Hebraically, to litigate. Here's what we also bring out in the plea, where it says that Yahuwah, Jehovah will plead, in that sense, to litigate. Literally or figuratively, can be connected to the sense of avenging, can be connected to the sense of condemning, can be connected to the sense of contending, defending, executing, also judgment, to be a judge, shofet, right? And the sense of mishpat, we have mishpat, mishpatim, mishpat, 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 which is judgment, right? To plead, the sense of it is to plead, to reason, and to rule. So Hebraically, the Shafat sense, to rule over, or to judge, right? To judge has a sense of to plead, to plead a cause, to plead the cause of Jah people, as Garmawi Ngustin against His Divine Majesty pleaded, right, the cause of Jah people before Hagoyim, before the League of the Goyim, the League of the Nations, the Gentile, the League of the Gentile, pleaded reason, right, and also rule over, to overrule, overrule my dear condemnation with a vindication of Jah people. Thus, when it is Ha'el, who is Hashofet, who is the judge, the occasion is one for universal gladness. He will judge the world, the inhabitable portions of the world, with righteousness. Yishpat atevel bitz edek. Here too, we have another quotation from Psalm 9 and 9. So Psalm 96 is very much connected with the ninth psalm. In the ninth psalm, we have this same language brought out even in the ninth verse. The ninth verse, which may be the eighth verse in the KJV because of the numbering difference, where it reads, "And he will judge the world in righteousness." He will judge with who? With and who? And he, Yishpot Atevel Bitzedek. With who? Yishpot Atevel Bitzedek. And he himself, and none other. With who? With who? And who? And he, with who? Yishpot Atevel Bitzedek. He will minister judgment to the peoples with equity. Yadin. So here we have the Yadin. The Yadin. Yadin Leumin de Mesharim. Yadin, he will minister judgment. Now, what is interesting compared with today's psalm, we look at the 10th verse. He will judge the peoples with equity. Yadin Amin Bimesharim. He will judge the peoples with equity. So here the translator brings out Yadin, he will judge. But according to the Sefer Tehillim, looking at the Hebrew Psalter and the English translation, here for Psalm 9, Hebraically the 9th verse, maybe the 8th verse in the KJV, where the second part of the verse where it reads, he will minister judgment to the peoples with equity. So here in the KJV, it is the 9th, it's the 8th verse in the KJV, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. Now here we have Yadin, the other word, another word that often is translated as judge, as we show the example even in today's psalm where it says he would judge the peoples with equity. Elsewhere, translators bring out the sense he will minister judgment. So the Yadin sense, properly, correctly, is ministering judgment. The Yadin sense, ministering judgment. Yadin Leumin B'Mesharim. He will minister judgment, Yadin, to the peoples, Leumin, to the communities, to the Umim. Right, another interesting word for people and people groups, Yadin Leumin B'Mesharim, Yashar, uprightly, or in uprightness. So, here, just to get a better sense of this right here, we have the Yadin sense. The Yadin sense, the Strong's Concordance has the H 1777, the H 1777, we have Dun and Deen. We have Deen and Dun. Deen and Dun in the Yadin 9 cents. Also, the first, you know, one of the first places we find that where it says in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 6, I will not strive. The strive verse found in Genesis chapter 6, in that particular chapter. Let's bring this up right here. In Genesis chapter 6, where it reads, and Yahuwah Jehovah said, my spirit shall not always strive, yadon, yadon. My spirit shall not always yadon, strive, strive. So the yadon, yadon, we have the yadon and the yadin, two centers from the same root. In Genesis Bereshit chapter 6, verse 3, the strive in that sense is the yadon sense of striving. Here, 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 to judge, to contend, to plead, to act as judge or act as a minister of judgment. It's also the yadin sense is to plead a cause. The yadin sense is to execute judgment, to requite, to vindicate. The yadin sense is to govern. The yadin sense is to contend, to strive. In the Nephi sense of the word is to be at strife, to be at strife, to quarrel. Now, here we have a very, very primitive root, and the yadin, getting to the root of the deen and the doon, is at the root of the adon, adon. We have adon, adawan, adon, right, which often is translated as Lord, right, but the root idea is to be firm, to be strong, to master, right, to master, to be sovereign. The idea of the adon is to rule in the sense of to be sovereign, that is to be like controller, whether human or divine, to be Lord, Master, Owner. Lord, Master, Owner. We can compare this Hebraically with the names beginning with Adoni. Adoni. But here, for the Yadin and the Deen and the Doon sense of judging, the difference between the Shafat sense of judging and the Deen, Yadin sense of judging, to rule by implication, to judge in the sense of as an umpire, also to strive, thus we have the first sense of the Yadin or the Deen Doon in the Yadon sense in Genesis chapter 6, verse 3. And Yahuwah Jehovah said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. Wayomer Yahuwah lo yadon ruchi va'adam 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 le'olam. My spirit shall not always strive. Wayomer Yahuwah lo, not yadon, not yadon, not to yadon, not to strive, not to strive. So the yadon sense comes from the deen, the doon sense, which is a secondary sense that's connected with the idea of judgment. But in this context that we have right here, 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 even in Bereshit, in Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, Wayomer Yahuwah lo yadon ruchiya ba'adam le'olam bi shagamahu basara wi hayua ya mayoa me'ah wi esarima shana. The fuller verse. And the Lord Jehovah said, my spirit shall not always strive, lo yadon, with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. So zooming in on this root, right, the deen, the doon root, to rule, by implication, to to judge, also to strive, as at law, as a one would strive at law, even Torah, to contend, to execute judgment. Here's a sense of the Don. So we also get from this the Don sense, the Dan, the Don. And Ethiopically, coming from this same root sense, comes the John, the Don and the John, even in the sense of John Hoy, John Hoy, John Hoy, Don Hoy. Invocation, ancient times, the judge, Don Hoy, Don Hoy, your honor, like when you say in court, your honor, Don Hoy, John Hoy, right, to judge, right, to minister or to administer judgment, to plead the cause at strife and to strive. So the Yadin and the Yadon. Yadin, to minister, to execute the judgment. Yadon, the Yadon sense, is to strive, like to contend, to strive, to plead at law. It's like to plead, kind of to plead a case. Here. And the fulfillment is bringing it forward to this last part of the verse, with Amin Be'emunato. With Amin and the people's Be'emunato. Be'emunato. What's interesting here, we have Psalm 90:92. Hebraically, it is the third verse, Psalm 92, verse 3, where it reads in the KJV Bibles, it would be the second verse, declare thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness in the night season. Lehagid ba'boker chasedeka, thy mercy, thy loving kindness, thy chesed, chasedeka, emunatika, the I male faithfulness, emuna. So Ethiopia, you say hymenos, coming from the amen, right? To admit as true, to support, to have faith, emunatika, faithfulness, and some translators and translations brought out as truth. Ve'emunatika balailo, and thy faithfulness in the night season. So here the sense of his faithfulness. His faithfulness, his truthfulness, his fidelity to his yea and amen. Sense of this is his fidelity to his yea and his amen. What is of particular interest is that the KJV, in the King James Version, Psalm 96, at the 13th verse, it says, and the people with his truth. So seeing the connection of the hymenot with the emunat, ve'emunato, hymenot, his faith, his true religion, the true faith of the King of Kings, thus the King of Kings, Christ in his kingly character, the true faith of Gormawi Negusa Neges, of Kedamawi Haile Selassie, of the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed to open the book and to loose seven seals.
Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. His truth, his truth, his truth, his truth, his truth, his truth.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
Hear, a midrash, from today's psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And hear, Shema'a Yisrael. Hear, after the order of Malachias, Tzedek, Melchizedek. Today's psalm, Mizmor Zadai, wow. Mizmor Zadai Vav, Mizmor Zadai, wow. Psalm 96, hear. Opening verse, the Aleph and the first part of the bass verse that reads, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Shiru la Yahuwah, shir chadash. Shiru la Yahuwah, kol haaretz. Shiru la Yahuwah, barku shemo. Here, opening two verses, the Aleph, the first verse, and the first part of the Beit, the second verse. Sing to he who he be. Shiru la Yahuwah, a new song. Shir Hadash, shir song, Hadash, new. Sing to he who he be. Shiru la Yahuwah, all the earth, call ha'aret, sing to he who be, shiru la Yahuwah, praise his name, barku shemo, bless his name.
Barku Shemo Shiru La Yahua Shir Hadash Shiru La Yahua Kol Haaret Shiru La Yahua Barku Shemo. Rav Abahu taught the three times that the word sing, the three times that the word sing is used in this mizmor, in this psalm, in mizmor Adai Wawe, Adai Wow, mizmor Adai Vav, Psalm 96, the three times that the word sing, Shiru, sing y'all, Shiru is used in this psalm, corresponds to the three prayers during which the children of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, sing praises, Isis, every day to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He. Sing, La Yahua Shir Hadash. Sing to He Who Be Who He Be, Yahuwah, to Jehovah. A new song corresponds to the morning prayer, Shacharit, Tefillah, the morning prayer. During that, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites sing praises, Isis, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu. Blessed be He, because He renews daily the walk, the work of creation, the work of iration,
work of iration.
Sing, Shiru, and sing to Jehovah all the earth. Shiru la Yahuwah. Kol
Ha'aretz
corresponds to the afternoon prayer, because during the day all the inhabitants of the earth enjoy the sun and its beams and sing Shiru, sing y'all, and sing to Jehovah, praise His name, bless His name. Shiru la Yahua Barku Shemo corresponds to the evening prayer, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Holy One, blessed be He, is praised, is blessed, because He brings on the evening twilight, Ki Gadol Yahua Umahulala Me'od, for Jehovah, He Who Be Who He Be, is great and greatly to be praised. Ki Gadol Yahua Umahulala Me'od. Hear the Dale, the fourth verse of today's song, Mizmor Adai Wow, Mizmor Adai Vav, Psalm 96, verse 4. For Jehovah is great, Ki Gadol Yahuwah, and greatly to be praised. Ua Mehulal Meod, He rolls forth light out of darkness, and darkness out of light. And here, the Midrash, the Birsan, the Midrash note here, rather, quote, he rolls light away at the advance of darkness, and darkness at the advance of light. Here, Midrash note, he rolls light away at the advance of darkness, and darkness at the advance of light. Who is the one that does this? Who? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Set Apart, the Sanctified, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. Whereas, here, in the Hey verse, the fifth verse of today's psalm, it reads, all the gods of the nations
are things of naught. All the gods of the nations are Elim, Elim, all the gods of the nations are things of naught, are things of nothingness. He called Elohe Ha'amin Elim. Why? Lamaze, why are they called Elilim, Elilim, Elilim? Why are they called Elilim? Rav Jose says, because they bring woe, they bring woe, alelai, 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 to those who serve them. Why are they called Gilulim? Gilulim. Why are they called Gilulim?
Why are they called Gilulim?
Why are they called Gilulim? And here, Midrash note on Gilulim, Gilulim. Here, Midrash note, literally, Gilulim, the Gilulim is roadblocks. Roadblocks are Gilulim. Because, like rolls of dung, like rolls of Gilalim, Gilalim, Gilalim of dung, of shite, of dung, Gilalim, they are unclean. Why? Lamaze, why are they called Pistolim? Pistolim, Pistolim. Here, Midrash, no, Pistolim. Pistolim, what is Pistolim? Here, the literal meaning of Pistolim is carved images. Carved images, Pistolim. Because they are hacked out. Pisulim, Pisulim. They are mere botches. Nisalim, Nisalim. They are mere botches. Why? Lamaze, is any god of heathen nations goyim called Toeba? Toeba. Here, Midrash note on Toeba. Toeba, Toeba, abomination. Toeba, abomination. Because on account of it, a man goes astray. Toeba. Toeba. They are called Toeba. Toeba, abomination. Because on account of it, a man goes astray, a man toeba. Why? Lamaze, are the gods, the Elohim of heathen nations, goyim, the Gentiles, international community, why are they called atzabim? Atzabim. Why are they called atzabim? Atzabim. Why are they called atzabim? Here. Midrash note. Atzabim or atzabim. Atzabim. Images. Images. Because on their account, their worshippers are brought to grief. Are brought to grief. Are brought to mitatzabim. Mitatzabim. They are brought to mitatzabim. Brought to grief. Brought to grief. Brought to grief. Here is today's song. Mizmor Adai Wow. Psalm 96. Here is a hey verse that reads, but the Lord made the heavens. The heavens. The heavens. Wayahua Shamayim Asah. But Jehovah made the heavens. Yahuwah Shamayim Asah. Honor and majesty are before him. Here today's psalm, connecting the hey and the wow, the vav verse, the fifth and sixth verse, where it reads, honor and majesty are before him. Hod with hadar lefanayo. Honor, hold, and majesty with hadar are before him. Lifanayu. Lifanayu. Hold with hadar lifanav. Hold with hadar lifanayu. That is to say, the ministering angels are before him. Therefore, here in today's psalm, in the 8th verse, it reads, ascribe to Jehovah, to he who be, who he be, ye, your kindred of the peoples, ascribe to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Glory and glory and glory and glory and glory. Habu la Yahuwah kavod shemo. Ascribe Habu la Yahuwah kavod shemo. Ascribe, or Hebraically speaking, right here, give Habu. Habu la Yahuwah kobod shemo. Ascribe to Jehovah. Ascribe to Jehovah glory and strength. Here, taking it from the 7th verse right here, the second part, the 7th verse. Habu la Yahuwah misha pechota amin. Ascribe to Jehovah, ye kindreds of the peoples. Habu, give. Habu, la Yahuwah. Habu, give to he who be, he be. Mishpachot. Families, kindred. Mishpacha. Here, in the plural sense, Mishpachot, Amni. Of the peoples. Habu la Yahuwah, ascribe to Jehovah kabod wa oz. Ascribe to he who be, who he be, kabod, glory, wa and oz, and strength. In the zamana labo, in the time to come. For where it reads, bring an offering and come into his courts. Here in today's psalm, Mizmoras Adai, wow, where it reads, bring an offering and come into his courts. Su'u mincha u'ba'u. Le hatarotayo, bring su, lift up, bring su, bring y'all su to nasa to lift up. Hear the command, su amincha, bring a mincha. Bring a meal offering to Amincha, Uabou, and come y'all, Bou, come y'all, Li Chatarotai, into his court, Li Chatarotai, and come into his courts. So Amincha, Uabou, Li Chatarotai. This here refers to the occasion spoken of in the verse, even the verse from Psalm 68, Hebraically the 30th verse, that reads, because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents to thee. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem, shall kings bring presents to thee, to the eye, to the eye, to the eye. Mehe halecha ala Yerushalayim lecha yovilua me'elachim shai. Out of thy temple at Jerusalem, mehe halecha. All Yerushalayim, whither way kings shall bring presents to thee, Lika Yobilu Milaki Shai, whither way kings shall bring presents to the eye. May he kaleka all Yerushalayim, Lika Yobilu Milaki Shai.
And here, the point of reference on these Mordor Samech tapes, Psalm 68, Hebraically here, the 30th verse, out of thy temple, me hekaleka, me hekaleka, me hekaleka, from the hekal, the eyes, hekal, hekaleka, me hekaleka, me hekaleka. Here, the words belong to the preceding verse. The preceding verse, the 29th verse, where it reads, thy God hath commanded thy strength, Siwa Eloheka Zeka, thy God, thy true good, Eloheka, hath commanded, Siwa Eloheka Zeka, thy Elohim hath commanded thy strength, Uzeka, thy Uzeka. Be strong, O Elohim, thou the eye that has done for us, for I and I. Uza, Elohim, Uza, be strong. Uza Elohim, Zu Pa'alta Lanu, be strong, O Elohim, Uza Elohim, thou the I, Zu Pa'alta Lanu, thou that has roared, Pa'alta Lanu, for I am, me hekalecha, me hekalecha, al Yerushalayim, out of thy temple at Jerusalem. So the word, out of thy temple, me hekalecha, me hekalecha, out of thy temple, they belong to the preceding verse as the absence of the full stop, even in the Sefer Tehillim translation, indicates, thus, from the abode of his presence, of his perception, of his face in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, may he, even he who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, manifest his wondrous deeds. Whither where kings shall bring presents to thee. To thee they shall bring kings' presents. The literal order of the Hebrew. Lika yobilu milakim shai. Bring presents. Yobilu, bring shai. Present or tribute in acknowledgement of submission, bringing presents or the shy tribute in acknowledgement of submission. Lika yobilu milakim shy. Tishtachu la Yahua, O worship Jehovah. Ishtachu la Yahua. Worship y'all, prostrate y'all, worship y'all, bow down y'all, worship y'all, for he who be, who he be. Ishtachu la Yahua, or other Yehudis would say, Ishtachu la Adonai. Worship Jehovah. Here in the eighth, first part of the eighth verse, the ninth verse of today's Psalm, Mizmor Adai Wow, Mizmor Adai Vav, Psalm 96 and 9. Then, as it is written, even in Yishayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 66, verse 23, quote, all flesh shall come to worship before me, saith the Lord. All flesh shall come to worship, shall come to prostrate, shall come to bow down before me, before I, saith the Lord. Yavo kol basar lehishatach ota lefanai amar Yahuwah shall all flesh come. Yavo, 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 to come. Yavo, call, basar, to come, all flesh. Yavo, call, basar, to worship. Lehishatachot, lehishatachot, lefanai, before I, before my face, in my presence. Amar Yahuwah saith, Amar Yahuwah saith, he who be, who he be. Yabo, call basar, lehishatachota lefanai. Amar Yah, Amar Yah, Amar Yah, Amar. On that day, on that, as is written here, 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 in the Yod, in the Yod, in the 10th verse of Mizmor Sadai, wow. Say among the nations that the Lord reigneth. On that day, say among the nations that Jehovah reigneth, that Jehovah hath become king, that he who be, who he be, is coronated. Imru Vagoyi Yahuwah Malak. Say y'all, Imru, Imru, say y'all, Imru Vagoyi. Among the Goyim, the Gentiles, the nations, the international community, Imru Bagoi, Yahuwah Malak, he who be, who he be, Malak, hath become king, has been coronated, has become king. Imru Bagoi, Yahuwah Malak, that Jehovah reigneth. As it is written, even in Zechariah, 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 chapter 14, verse 9, quote, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. With Haya Yahuwah Le Melech, all called Ha'aretz. And he who be, who he be, shall be with Hayah Yahuwah, and shall be and to be, he who be, who he be, with Hayah Yahuwah, Limelech, Limelech, king for king, Limelech, all call Ha'aretz. Upon all the earth, upon the entirety of the earthly plane, all call Ha'aretz. Wahaya Yahuwah Limelech, all call Ha'aretz. The world also is established here, here, here. The base, the second part of the Yod, the 10th verse of today's Psalm, Psalm 96, that reads, the world also is established. Ah, tikon tevel. Ah, tikon tevel. The world also is established. The world will then be established in righteousness. The world, his world, the world will then be established in righteousness. Bal timot. Bal timot. Bal timot. It shall not be moved. Baltimore. It shall not be moved. For then, Harasha, the ratchet, the Rishaim, the ratchet ones, the wicked, will not be present in the world, will not be present in his world. He shall judge the peoples equitably. Hear, hear, hear. Hear, hear, hear. The part, the next part of this verse, still in the Yod verse, in the 10th verse of today's Psalm, Psalm 96. Yadin Amin B'Meisharim. He will judge the peoples. Yadin, Yadin, to judge, to execute judgment.
Yadin Omni, peoples de Meshari. He will judge the peoples de Meshari in equity de Meshari. He will judge equity. Yadin Omni de Meshari. And here from Psalm 9, Hebraically the 9th verse, this verse right here, Yadin Amin B'Mesharim, from Psalm 9, Hebraically the 9th verse. In combining these two quotations, the psalmist's aim seems to have been to suggest a parallel between the physical, the physical universe, and the social order. Alike, their stability rests upon the will of Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. Thus, Yadin Omni B'Meshari, he shall judge the peoples equitably. The peoples, Amin, will be judged by him in all equity. B'Meshari, Yashar, uprightly, B'Meshari. Only if there be nothing, no thing among them to leap upon, shall they perish. Only if there be nothing among them to leap upon, they shall perish. Then the heavens shall be glad and the earth shall rejoice. Hear. Today's psalm. Hear the Yod Aleph, the 11th verse. Hear. The heavens shall be glad and the earth shall rejoice. Yismuchu Hashemayim V'tagel Ha'aretz. The heavens, Hashemayim, the heavens, Yismuchu, they shall be happy, they shall be glad. Yismuchu Hashemayim. And the earth, she shall rejoice. V'tagel Ha'aretz. Yismuchu Hashemayim, V'tagel Ha'aretz. The heavens, they shall be glad, and the earth, she shall rejoice at the deliverance, the deliverance of Yisrael, of Israel, of the Tsar, the Prince of El, of the Almighty, of Yasharel, the upright of the Almighty, Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, Almighty. And The field shall exalt. Hear. The Yod Beit. Hear the 12th verse of today's Psalm, Psalm 96. The field shall exalt. Ya'eloz Sadai. The field shall exalt. Ya'eloz Sadai, the Sadai, the field, Ya'elov, shall exalt, make the field, the Sadai, Ya'elov, Ya'elov, Sadai, the field of Eden, of Eden, shall exalt. In the rejoicing of the righteous, may the field exalt and all that is therein. Ya'eloz Sadai, with call asher bo, as then. As Yan call it a Yar, then shall all the trees of the wood sing for joy. As then Yan, they shall sing
Aziran. Call, call. It's A, the trees of Ya'ar, 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 the wood, the trees of the forest. Aziran. Call, it's A, Ya'ar. Lifnei Yahuwa, Kiba, Kiba, Lishpot Ahareta, Yishpat Aterela Bishedeka, Benato, before Jehovah, he who be, Lifnei Yahuwa, for he is come, Kiba, for he is come, Kiba, Lishpot Haaret, to judge, Lishpot Haaret, to judge the earth, the earthly plane, Lishpot Tevel, Bitz Edek, he will judge the world and habitable portions of the world, Lishpot Tevel, with righteousness, Bitz Edek, in righteousness, Bitz Edek. With Amin, and the peoples and peoples with Amin, Be Emunato, in his faithfulness, Be Emunato, in his truth, Be Emunato, in his faith, his fidelity, his true religion. Lifnei Yahuwa Kiba Kiba Lishpot Haaret Ishpat Terella Bitzedek Amima Bemunato Nato 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 Nato
Thank you.